Thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, and I'm speaking to Jose Vidal. Dr. Vidal is both the professor in the Computer Science and Engineering Department and the undergraduate director for the Computer Science and Engineering Department. One class taught by Dr. Vidal is the Capstone Projects class. In this class, students form small teams and develop apps for various platforms. Dr. Vidal, can you tell us more about the class?
Sure. So the Capstone class is a class that has to be taken by all of our undergraduate students in the computer department. And start out in the summer, I ask for clients. I look around for people that need an app built. It's usually a mobile app, iPhone, Android, or a web application, sometimes a desktop application. And I get a bunch of clients together, and then in August, the class starts. The students pick. We form groups of four or five students each. Each team then picks a client, and they work for that client to build that application. It takes two semesters, so they start in August, finish the application in May. By the end of December, they have a prototype build. By the end of April, they have the full app built. And it's a great way for our students to get some real hands-on experience working for clients, working as a team, and building really sophisticated apps, which they haven't done so far in their curriculum at that point.
Can you tell us the process of building these apps?
During our first semester, we meet the client. So the students have to talk to the client. There's a lot of what we call requirements analysis, requirements gathering, basically figuring out what is it that they need. Many times the client don't know exactly what they need, or what they think they need is not possible sometimes, or maybe it can be implemented easier in a different way from what they were expecting. So you have to guide the clients, tell them about platforms, about what software can and cannot do. Also, the students have to learn about the domain. So, for example, this semester we had one group working with a geology professor. So for a geology app for gathering elements. So they had to learn a little bit about geology and what geologists do. So that's the requirement analysis, first part of the first semester. Then they go on and design. They have to figure out what the app is going to look like. We usually start out with just pencil and paper. You draw, the various screens of the app, and this is how it's going to look like. And you can throw away, try a different thing, present those to the client, see what they think about it. Then you can do a wireframe diagram, which is kind of like drawing on paper, but now on the computer, but it's still not programming, it's just drawing. Show that to the client. The client, again, approves, disapproves. And then by the mid-semester, you should have good idea of what you're going to build, and they start building. So by the end of the first semester, they have a prototype. For example, if their goal was to build a video game like a Super Mario Brothers, then by the end of the first semester, you need to have a little game where you have a guy moving around and jumping and making some sound. Then the second semester is just a matter of adding all those other features that were in the design diagram. So second semester is all programming and, of course, debugging. A lot of debugging, fixing things that went wrong. And by the end of the semester, they have a final demo.
Who are the clients you get for these apps?
I try to get anybody who wants something built for free. I send out emails, and this year, most of the apps were built for faculty at USC and other departments. So we have faculty from different departments, like the School of Education, the School of Business, Geology, various other departments, and a couple from this department, Mechanical Engineering also. So as part of their research, faculty have a need for apps or little things to help them, also for teaching sometimes or just for handling students. So that was one big source of clients. I did get a couple people from industry, and I'm always looking for people from industry.
What's your favorite part of teaching this class?
I really enjoy watching the students learn and struggle with all these new types of learning. This is the first time they're building such a large application. They know how to program, but they've written small applications. So we have to deal with building a large application. This is the first time they work in a large group of four or five students. They have to get organized and delegate and figure out who's going to do what part. It's the first time they have a client to deal with. So the students have to figure out how to talk to the client, understand that people don't know as much about computers as they do by now. So they have to learn to talk to people using metaphors and simpler language. And at the same time, of course, the clients know a lot about their domain that the students don't know. So it's a lot of fun to get students to learn all these new things.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Vidal, and thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute.